This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we are returned. Wow, what a night. My team, the Lakers, versus Billy's team, the Knicks. Let's talk about it and watch it at the same time on Buckets.
You're getting bucket buckets.
Bing bong.
Nice.
Did it already. I've done it in a previous episode, but that's going to be my insurance policy.
Okay. I feel like I hear less about the bing bong guy.
Well, we've lost a couple games. Yeah.
5-1, it was bing bong city.
1-0, it was bing bong city.
Yeah, that's right. That was the first game.
That's all it took.
Yeah.
Like, we peaked way too fast.
your star shone so bright so fast.
Yes.
And then...
Kevin Durant, aren't you mad you didn't come to the Knicks? Tom Brady, you owe me $5. What is happening? 1-0.
Yeah, I feel like those guys became like celebrities for five games.
And you kind of knew, like, every Knicks season starts like with hope and optimism. And then like halfway through, you're like, same old Knicks. And like after game one, that kind of excitement.
Oh, peak optimism.
I mean, it's only down from here.
All right, so let's set the context. It is... Tuesday, November 23rd, the Lakers are playing the Knicks at 4:30 Pacific. It's 4:20 Pacific. So the game tips off. Look at that, Mello. We're watching. We got the game on. We're going to watch and talk just like we would, but record it because everything needs to be content.
I am very surprised, Amir,
that,
of course, the biggest storyline is LeBron isn't playing because he sucker punched a player in the NBA, Isaiah Stewart. We can get into that if you want.
Okay.
Then the other headline was, hey, AD might not even be playing because he's kind of sick.
Yeah.
And he is. But no one's talking about Melo's return to the Garden.
Yeah, like, that was a big one.
Buried.
Yeah, totally buried. Maybe because he already came back as a Blazer.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's not like a big deal.
It feels kind of ceremonious, though.
Yeah, it is a big deal. And especially because it looked like he was going to start if AD wasn't playing. But now he's probably going to come off the bench.
Okay.
Although with no LeBron, anything's possible.
Dude, here's my first big statement of the night.
Ooh.
I think the Lakers play better without LeBron James.
Okay. I disagree. So this is good. It's a fundamental disagreement.
First game, second game, we were blaming Russ. He doesn't know where to go.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
We all watched the, let's call the timeline pre-Isaiah Stewart and post-Isaiah Stewart. Mm. Pre-Isaiah Stewart.
Pre-Isaiah Stewart is 17 and a quarter games.
That's right.
Post-Isaiah Stewart is the last two quarters of that game.
Well, let's at least just focus on that Detroit Pistons game for a second. They were down 20 with all of their stars there.
Down 17 at the end of the third, I think.
And by my read, LeBron James was irritated.
He was mad.
He was just frustrated, pissed off. And then this big, strong guy starts shoving on him a little bit, and he swings his fist and punches him in the eye.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
And then, actually, it wasn't pretty right after that, but then Russ and AD sort of turned the thing around.
And now people could say that that's because they didn't have Isaiah Stewart. I don't buy it.
No,
it seemed like you had more better spacing with the strongest athletes you have on your team right now.
Interesting. Okay. So I think a tired take is saying the Lakers are better without Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. A wired take is that they're better with Russ and without
LeBron. Folks, Billy is wired. Billy is wired.
You're
right
already
now.
On the next iteration of the hot take.
Do the Lakers win that game against the Pistons if that never happens?
Yeah, I guess not. It definitely woke something up in Russ and AD and Melo.
And that's a convenient take, but it could also be that it was because they just had one less player that they had to get the ball to, and if those two could just have more space to do their thing.
I will never agree that a team is better without LeBron James.
You may be coming into the part of the timeline
where
you're going to have to at least start considering.
Okay, this is the first I'm hearing about it, which is usually how like things start.
Dude,
so I'm definitely hearing about it for the first time. I disagree with it.
Can you point to any part of this season where like he was completely dominant? And maybe I'm missing. I know that
not
you know
completely dominant, but I know how not great we looked without him.
Mm.
So like to me, I'm like we were even if we're 500 with him, I think we're worse than that without
him. He came back after the ab injury, correct?
Yes.
And what What happened in the games that followed?
We lost to the Celtics by 30. Then we played the Pistons, and we punched Isaiah Stewart.
And then he knocked the guy out.
Yes. I guess we'll know more after this game. Will the Lakers be competitive with the Knicks?
Yes.
Or will the Lakers roll over and die again?
The basketball fan in me, of course, wanted LeBron James to play in this game. LeBron at the Mecca. There's a limited amount of times we're going to get to see this, you know, in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
But I wanted him to play tonight because I firmly believe that they might be too clunky a team with him out there too.
Whoa, this is cool. It's a Melo wearing some sort of Hakeem Olajuwon jersey promo. Yes, I disagree. I hope you're right tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I hope the Lakers come out and kill the Knicks, right. And then tomorrow everyone's saying.
So maybe if it's not LeBron. Are the Lakers better without LeBron? I'll give you a bone. Maybe it's not LeBron, but maybe three is too many.
Three stars is too many.
Yes, that might be a softer approach to what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, so like LeBron and AD without Russ is also better with Russ.
LeBron and Russ, no AD for a couple weeks. That's probably better. When they're all out there, you're down 20 to the Pistons.
Okay, I would say I regularly disagree with that versus a strong disagree.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
We're getting closer.
Concessions.
Concessions. For sure.
You were negative 50 with LeBron back.
Yes,
in lost six quarters. Lost to Celtics by 30. 30.
Down to the 20 by the Pistons.
That he got kicked out and suspended again.
Yes. For that eight quarters, your theory holds water for sure. Yes.
And that's all we have post-injury.
That's all we have. That's all we know.
Before that, he was hurt for 12 games.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Actually, he played a little bit beforehand.
Right.
We were, I believe, also lost the game with it.
Feeling good, folks.
Let's talk about the punch.
Okay.
I'm a LeBron stan, a Lakers fan.
Sure.
I think Isaiah Stewart was sort of like pushing him a little annoyingly, boxing out for a rebound.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron tried to fucking punch his arm away.
Punch his arm away.
Yeah, punch his arm away and then hit his eye by accident. Oh shit, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. But the damage was done.
Mm-hmm.
How did you see it?
I genuinely saw it as a guy who was frustrated.
Yep.
He was getting consistently beat off the dribble. I'm talking about LeBron. And I can't believe I'm punching at LeBron so much, but this is just what I saw.
Yeah.
Getting beat off the dribble, probably just getting pissed. His team full of superstars is down 20. He's irritable.
Mm-hmm.
He's irritable, and in this box out situation, the strong guy's pushing on him, and he just swung a little. I don't think he meant to. I think he was just trying to create space, but he connected. He connected to his face, and the guy's face exploded.
Yes.
And from there, a fight broke out.
Yes. Or it a fight? Yeah, he was sort of trying to do a fight. He was doing the I'm cool, let me fucking at him.
That's great.
I'm cool, let me at him.
There were chapters of this fight.
Yeah.
Like right out the gate, it was the I don't even know how to talk to you. I'm just so stunned walking towards LeBron. Like he was just like had that menacing look.
Yeah.
Everyone converges and then he gets worked up even worse.
Yeah, because when you want to get at something and your teammates are doing the holding you down thing.
Yep.
That's when you're just like, you start feeling the pressure and you start seeing red.
Get off me.
Yeah.
And some people, have you ever been punched in the face?
Never.
Okay.
Have you?
Yes.
And?
It sucks. And there's no appropriate way to react when you get really punched in the face. You are purely just instinct at that point.
Yeah.
If you're angry, you might get worked up.
Yeah.
Just so happens Isaiah Stewart's one of the strongest guys in the NBA.
He's huge.
Huge.
Jacked.
And he's gotten into fights with a bunch of dudes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Giannis, Blake Griffin.
I didn't know that.
Oh, they've all had scraps.
Got it. Yes. Okay, I didn't know that. So like, yeah, some NBA players are down to fight and mm-hmm. some NBA players are not down to fight.
Yes.
They're just like, they like playing basketball and
that's
some
right.
are like, no, I've been fighting a lot and I actually prefer to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying he's a fighter.
He's gotten in two fights. I'm not going to label him. He's gotten in two fights.
Okay. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because some players would never get into any fights.
And he picks A-list fights.
He's
I mean, those are three superstars in the NBA.
Yeah. Giannis. I didn't know he was picking on Giannis.
Yep. The two of them got into beef. Giannis like nose to nosed him.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So then, I mean, the first two times it was pretty funny to see him go for LeBron.
Yep.
And then the third time, it was really like almost like a comedy sketch where like, he's not going to do it again. He did it again. Like
and he got space.
I'm good.
He got
Let me
space.
Just walk away.
Yep.
And now we're going back to LeBron.
Exactly.
And that's when it was like almost like Marshawn Lynch, just like breaking tackles.
Exactly.
And like players trying to hug him.
It felt to me like that play in the NFL where it's like, oh shit, like Derrick Henry has gotten into the secondary and mm-hmm. now it's a safety's job to try and tackle this Mack truck.
Yeah.
And people were bouncing off of Isaiah Stewart left and right.
Yeah.
He was going through people.
Yep. And it was kind of cool to see which Lakers like actually like stood up and like, I'm going to protect LeBron. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a human wall for LeBron
mm-hmm.
James.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Jordan. Shout out to DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan. He was still on the roster.
Yep. He was still on the roster.
He did stand up. You got to give it. You actually have to shout out. He was standing, holding his ground. I'm sure deep down he was like, I don't need this shit right now.
AD seemed to be sort of near LeBron, but there was like a security guard trying to hold AD or something.
That was weird. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know why they thought AD would be the instigator.
Russ just put up two fists.
Russ likes the smoke.
At the urinal.
He was having fun with it, it seemed. Like sure. He was just like, let's fucking make this theater. This is entertainment.
Right.
Rondo on the bench, Carmelo on the bench. You know, they're like always like
on
ready
the bench.
To fight.
That's a bummer.
Those
Did
are two guys that
bench?
Are always... No, they didn't leave the bench.
Wow.
They were really good at... Like, Melo and Rondo are like two guys that you know will have your back.
Yes.
At the very least in a trolling fashion. Like, walk up to you, point their fingers so close to your eye, maybe poke your eye.
Irritate you.
Yep.
Yep, provocateurs.
Potentially get spit on or spit on people mm-hmm. and then deny the spitting ever happened. Stuff like that.
It's a good example.
Yep.
And then the final chapter... After they finally contain him and walk him back to the tunnel, he's obviously kicked out. We find out later LeBron is. He just sprints into the tunnel.
And you're like...
And now it's out of sight.
It's a horror movie.
Yes. Like, yes. The scariest things are what you can't see. Yes. We've just gone through 2 years of COVID.
Yes.
Like, it's terrifying when you can't see it, but you know it's somewhere out there.
Then it's like, holy shit, which side is it going to come out? Like, yes. Pac-Man style. One side, out the other.
I once went to the circus at Nassau Coliseum... And a zebra was supposed to jump through a ring of fire. The fire hit the zebra. The zebra got spooked. Like it jumped, pump fake, stopped on the top step, hit the fire, got spooked, ran up the stairs through the crowd, and went through a tunnel. Legit.
The zebra.
A live zebra. That's when I saw him sprinting through that. I was like, I've seen this story happen before. Like, I've seen this.
And by the way, LeBron then goes to the locker room. LeBron disappears back there too.
Yeah.
What's going on back there? Are they literally like putting him like a locked room so that he can like punch? Like we never saw or heard what happened mm-hmm. after the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even heard from Isaiah Stewart yet.
Has LeBron spoke on it?
No.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Because
you don't have to do the media appearance if you got ejected or like, you know, flagrant two, kicked out of the
game.
But
there's been no speaking on the subject this far.
No quotes,
no nothing.
From him or Beef Stew.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Beef Stew, Isaiah
mm-hmm.
Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, the Lakers woke up and everyone's like, you know, this turned our season around. This uh-huh. could have been a big thing. Uh-huh. Congratulations. We needed to get knocked in the whatever, even though LeBron was the one who did
knock. I was going to say, Isaiah Stewart, I'm pretty sure, was the only one who got knocked in that situation.
So I guess we'll see tonight when the Lakers take on the Knicks to see if it was a wake-up call or was just two good quarters mm-hmm. in a season of mediocrity.
You're obviously biased. Were you surprised that the NBA, in the biggest probably media market in the world, still pulled LeBron from the game?
Yeah.
Because it's like a business decision to have LeBron James at the Mecca.
Yes. It seemed like they would do the let's wait a couple days and decide and then suspend LeBron.
So you can't, I guess my thing is you can't, what's the word when you delay a suspension? Like you appeal.
Yeah.
You can't appeal in the NBA. Is that correct?
Yeah,
is that only
so.
In Major League Baseball?
Yeah. It seems like the appeals would have happened if there was going to be an appeal.
Right.
But yeah, I thought it would be one or two games for each of them. But it's interesting that Stu got a bigger fine. Mm-hmm. He got hit in the face and got hit with a bigger fine.
Well, I mean, it was trending towards the second malice in the palace. Like the fact that it was there again.
Yeah.
It was like, Jesus.
But it's not the palace anymore. I think we have to figure out some sort of name for what happened.
But it is. Both happened in Detroit, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the teaser at Little Caesars?
Because
it was a Little Caesars arena at this point. And it wasn't quite a big fight.
The teasers at Little Caesars. Yep, the teaser at Little Caesars.
Okay. I might tweet that later. The Lakers appear to be... we're getting ready to tip off. The Lakers appear to have some sort of braids connection. THT has braided his hair.
Okay.
AD still braided his hair.
So what's the line for tonight?
That's a great question. I don't know if I saw it because they were waiting word on AD. Shall we guess the line?
We shall. The line right now.
The line right now, I would guess, is the Knicks by 4.5.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I would say, let's call it Knicks 1.5.
Oh, you think it'll be closer?
I think the Lakers are better without LeBron.
Yeah. I don't know why you think that.
Let me go into my detailed explanation.
I nailed it. 4.5.
Damn.
Yeah. I guess Vegas is on my side that the Lakers are better with LeBron.
I don't know. Vegas is often wrong.
Doesn't quite make sense, but here we are.
What's the line with LeBron?
Maybe one and a half. It is funny because the Knicks are one of the worst first quarter teams in the league, and the Lakers are one of the worst third quarter teams in the league. So we'll know fairly quickly, because if the Knicks race off to a fast lead, we're not getting that cash back.
So let's.
We need the Lakers to be up 10-4.
We do?
The Lakers do.
I don't know if we do.
Yeah, the Lakers do.
We did a lot of Lakers chat real quick. Talk about my Knicks on here. I know that they're also your Knicks because you have them in the over under draft.
Which was looking great when they were 4 or 5 and 1 or something.
I understand.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Does anyone on this team actually put fear in your heart? Or are you like, do you respect this team? Can you speak candidly?
It seems like their best player is Derrick Rose.
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. Kemba starts off with a very errant three. What's wrong with the starters? Like, last year's team had Elfrid Payton starting, and everyone's like, this guy sucks. Mm-hmm. We got to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. They replaced him with Evan Fournier, who they paid a lot of money for.
Yeah, a lot.
And then they signed Kemba Walker seemingly for free, and it's like, holy shit, look at that. We got Kemba and Evan Fournier to replace Elfrid Payton. Yeah. And now they're worse?
It's tough. Evan Fournier is tough because he came out of the season, like, game one, 7 threes or something. Like, he was just really, really good. And then game two, he was a little worse. Game three, he was a little bit worse. But he kept tweeting, like, I know I got to get back in the gym and, like, get better. And New Yorkers were like, word, word, word. But now he's averaging, like, 12 points in 3 rebounds.
And, like, and
we're
like,
we're over it.
Kemba, you mean?
No, Fournier. This is Fournier.
Got it. So and then Kemba?
Kemba, I feel like he just gets a pass. He's from the Bronx. you're fine. $5 million a year.
It seems like he should be coming off the bench. Like, he's like the fun spark plug, instant offense, bad at defense, but it doesn't matter situation.
Knicks Talk Radio. Knicks are up 5, by the way, for those curious.
Yeah.
The guy who I was just insulting stuck a 3, so that's great. Evan Fournier, thank you for that. I was going to say something. It's kind
Knicks
of
Knicks Talk Radio?
Oh, nah, still not there. I don't know what I was going to say.
The 2 point guards?
No.
Fournier, Kemba not being better than Elfrid Payton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Knicks Sports Radio has been saying that what the Knicks should consider is Alec Burks starting over Evan Fournier.
Well, all their bench is great.
Right.
And all their starters are not.
It's a confidence thing, which is also weird, in so much as the second unit just shoots. They don't care. And everyone seems like thinks like our pump fakes at second too many times or something on the starting lineup for the Knicks. But
so what if they just did the exact opposite, which is start their 6th through 10th best player and then bring their stars, quote unquote, off the bench?
I would say that sounds like a good idea, except that the Knicks starting unit is currently up 10-0.
Which is weird because LeBron's not playing. This is the better iteration of the Lakers team.
That's really scary. If I'm you, I'm worried.
Yeah, because we all know what happens in the third quarter, which is the Knicks playing better and the Lakers playing worse.
That's right.
Yeah.
So 10-0 is tough.
10-0.
Are you, what is your realistic presumption of what your record is after 82?
I guess roughly 500.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That would be disappointing.
Although it would be, playing 500 against the rest of our schedule would be harder than playing 500 Correct. Against the easy part of our schedule.
Correct.
So that would require us getting a lot better.
Is there a chance you don't make the playoffs? Do you leave that?
There's a
open?
Chance that they make the play-in tournament, like the Warriors last year, and then like something goes awry.
Dang, they did that last year too, didn't they?
The Warriors did.
The Warriors and the Lakers.
Yes, the Warriors and the Lakers. And then the Warriors lost to the Grizzlies.
That's right.
So I think worst case situation, we make the play-in and I mean, worst case is either LeBron or AD get hurt and we can't make the play-in.
That's right.
But if they stay healthy, then the worst case is they make the play-in and lose one of those two games.
And all three of those guys are under contract next year, correct?
Yes.
$44 million.
LeBron, AD, and Russ are like making like $120 million, just the three of them.
How does that make you feel?
I'm okay with two of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they trade one of that?
They can't because it's Russ is the problem.
$47
million. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a player option. Maybe he won't sign into that.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe he'll decline that option.
Feel giving.
Although, you know what did happen is Chris Paul declined that 47
right.
so that he can sign like a four-year extension for $100 million.
Right, right, right.
So maybe there is a world where Russ is like, I don't need 47. Give me 100 over the next four, and then he becomes a more tradable asset.
You are being optimistic, yes. But it's true.
Yes.
It's true.
It is possible.
Everything's possible.
Anything is possible, including the Knicks racing out to a 10-0 lead against the Lakers.
So let's check in with your confidence real quick. Again, we've been in this game for 59 seconds. The Knicks are up 10-0. Is now a good time for you to bet the Lakers to win this game?
Wow. You mean the live line? I would probably take the points rather than the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also afraid that the Lakers are not very good without LeBron, which is my fear even before we were down 10-0 instantly. And now I feel like that's a confirmation bias.
Yeah.
You know what would be fun is if there was a TikTok commercial with AI and Ty Lue, and I was curious about if they would... There was some sort of joke that addressed the step over.
Stairmaster or something like that. Right.
Good on Ty Lue for doing that.
Sure.
He makes $30 million. Yeah.
He's cashed in.
Yeah. He wants to sort of make fun of himself on a TikTok commercial.
Sure.
Branding. Coach of the Clippers.
Branding is everything. Branding is everything. Ty knows it.
When did the Lakers bring in Melo? We kind of quieted the TV/computer that the game's on, but it's going to be really loud at MSG when Melo checks into the game, right?
It's the equivalent of, I think, when Derrick Rose comes into like a Chicago Bulls stadium.
Yeah.
Like they get a standing ovation for like a minute, especially if we're up 10-0.
Yeah.
Now we're in a good mood. It's like, sure, bring him in.
It's all bonus, Jonas. Plus, like, he didn't leave the Knicks. Like they sort of traded him or got
rid of the Knicks. No, we spit people out. Like KP, that wasn't an amicable ending. It was like, it happened in 10 minutes. One thing I've noticed, and maybe it was only one play, but it was pretty apparent. Julius Randle's a lot stronger than Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he sort of muscled and bullied him.
Just got wherever he wanted to on the low block.
Yeah, he's very he's stout.
Mm-hmm.
He's shorter, but he's stronger than
Zach Randolph, kind of.
Yes, exactly. Also a lefty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although AD and Julius, oh god,
oh dear.
AD and Julius have the Kentucky connection.
Sure.
So they're brothers.
Sure.
Yeah, they get along. Well.
Yeah, Julius's big brother in that dynamic.
No, I think AD predates Julius. Wow. Yeah. It's
Tough
because they're all there for like 41 days and then they leave. So I can't quite remember who was there when, but they never all played with each other.
That's right.
You have to like literally catch that one freshman at the same time.
Yeah, like Devin Booker was the sixth man, I believe.
Really?
On his Kentucky team. Or he was like kind of like buried on his roster.
Right. All right, the Knicks missed a shot.
Oh,
huge.
Oh, dear.
Okay, look at that.
DeAndre Jordan, former Knick.
Is this a DeAndre Jordan revenge game?
Yes.
I forgot he was on the Knicks. Also braids.
Like, that doesn't feel good when you sign DeAndre Jordan. I remember when the Nets signed DeAndre Jordan to a four-year deal, and I was like, what are they thinking? And now you guys are starting him.
Yeah, well, you know what made me feel better about DeAndre is the fact that Lakers won a championship with two kind of joke centers in JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Who are like, what are the Lakers doing?
But they're athletic and long and springy and can catch lobs and stuff. He seems a little bit more on the ground. Am I wrong?
He is. But remember him on the Clippers?
Yes.
Oh, he was great when he was 22.
Remember when Jordan was on the Bulls? Like, the guy was unstoppable. You don't want to be your starting shooting guard right now.
Yeah. I would like Austin Reeves right now.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
He's your last lifeline in the excuse category.
Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, god damn it. I forgot about Nunn.
And kind of Trevor Ariza.
We text, come on.
Which would have been another Trevor Ariza revenge game.
When we text after our Lakers loss, usually, and we're just digging into you and just trying to irritate you, as you so often do to us, you'll always have a player who's injured and you can point to.
Yeah.
And recently, it's been until Austin Reeves comes back. It's this isn't really the team.
Because it was like, wait till LeBron gets back. Uh-huh. LeBron got back, lost by 30. Wait till Austin. I mean, we don't know the full squad until it's Reeves and Bron playing together.
Right. That's right. Sure.
I don't know about that THT foul, actually.
Folks.
Yeah.
Amir is grasping for straws. 4 minutes in and the Knicks have 15 points. We very infrequently have 15 after one quarter.
No, yeah.
We are usually in like an 18-13.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the bench comes in, makes it all up.
Mm-hmm. Second quarter, we have like 35. But like the first 15 are usually the hardest for us. So we have it in 4 minutes.
But you know what they say? Everyone brings their A game against the Lakers. So like, you know, the teams will make more threes against the Lakers.
Could it be that the Lakers have been bringing their B game to everybody?
Interesting.
Thus making everyone else's game A.
Interesting. I love the Squarespace batch, by the way.
I bet you
do. On the Knicks. They make me feel like I'm rooting for a team of podcasters a little bit.
It's either If I Were You or the New York Knicks. Has been advertising Squarespace for the past few years.
Hello Fresh on the Lakers jersey. Better Help on the Clippers jersey.
Hawthorne.
Oh, and we didn't talk about another funny naming, right? The Staples Center name change happened recently.
So how were we so blind to as not buy crypto.com coin or whatever the hell it's called?
That was on me.
That's on all of us, dude.
we should have done that. We should have known.
That's
I
a
didn't
real
know
world. Why haven't we still? Crypto.com arena.
Yeah, so it's the arena is named after a website that lets you buy crypto, mm-hmm. kind of like Coinbase, mm-hmm. but a website, I guess. Mm-hmm. They're swimming in the cash, of course. They got $700 million to burn on a marketing deal.
Yep.
They even got their own freaking token.
Yes.
Binance has a token.
Mm-hmm.
Crypto.com has a currency they can actually buy on Coinbase. The price has gone up 100% since the naming rights.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Because everybody's talking about
it. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Crypto.com arena, $100,000 a day for the next 20 years.
That's
what that math works out to. $100,000. This is what they're spending for the naming rights.
About 2 Bitcoin a day.
Sure.
For 2 decades.
20 consecutive years.
Yeah. And my friend who doesn't really follow crypto at all is like, it'll be funny if crypto crashes in like the next 4 years.
And
then
the
arena is just still named
buried.
It. Like, oh yeah, I guess I never considered the fact that crypto can still crash.
Oh, it can. Yeah. And it did it just 2 days ago.
Oh no, he means like it'll go away to zero.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
He means like if it all like just
Oh, it could all go away, couldn't it?
Yeah, if it all goes kaput.
Someone unplugs our money?
Yes, that's right. If somebody unplugs the money and the arena is just called
unplugs the money.
The equivalent of a BeanieBabies.com arena. Up until last year.
But Beanie Babies are still very valuable, correct? Please tell me that's correct.
I have a garage filled with shit coins and Beanie Babies, and I'm looking to unload as quickly as possible.
Don't let that go in. Oh, these Knicks are up big early, Amir.
Yeah, I needed a few more misses. Oh, God. Oh, God. That was not a foul. No. They're actually, the refs are swallowing their whistles this year in general.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I certainly have. I think that it has a lot to do with the fact, a lot to do with the fact that they've had to blow their whistles so much these past two. That
so
now
they're
just
like
nope.
Let it play.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's we gave you enough these past 2 years.
Last year was very like, oh, the refs are letting them play. Now, like this year, it's like the entire league is just, oh, they're letting them play. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's superstars too.
It feels good. I like watching it. I like watching these guys bang without the whistle.
Yeah, but it almost like the correction went too far. Like some of the, whoa, that was a foul.
Yeah, for example, Russell Westbrook just got hit by two guys, fell on his head, and there was no whistle.
Yeah, I guess they're not calling it if like the offensive player is instigating the violence.
Right.
Which,
yeah.
You know, is a lot
it's
of
a
teams.
Lot of time.
A lot of players like go-to move.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've neutered Trae Young and James Harden a little
bit. Yeah. James Harden's first 20 games have been weird. He's had a couple like huge ones, but he looks like he's trying to refigure out how to like play the game.
Yeah. And then they're like, actually, it's a hamstring issue that he's coming.
Sure.
It has nothing to do with the rule change.
Right.
It has nothing to do that half of his offensive repertoire was learning how to get fouled.
Right.
He perfected that craft.
I'm realizing that Anthony Davis has been sick a lot.
Yes.
Didn't he just puke like 3 days ago or like 3 games ago?
He threw up during a game. He
which seems
felt
to be happening,
morning.
A lot at NBA games recently.
Yeah, that's true. It must be a very vicious cold and flu season.
Kings game, a player just puked as well.
Although I had the booster shot recently. I had a flu-ish, feverish day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't imagine playing in an NBA basketball game that day. I was sort of, I couldn't really go to the bathroom.
You're telling me you didn't have like the heart of a champion?
I'm like, is this how bad Michael Jordan felt during his flu game? Because if so, kudos to him, because I feel awful right now. I don't even know
even
if Scottie,
flu.
I don't even know if Scottie Pippen could erase me off the floor like that. He was just, I guess he had some world-class, THD, stealing it from Jew. He had some world-class like IV, you know, some,
you'd think.
The secret sauce. So isn't maybe it, if I had that.
We're coming out of a pandemic. Isn't it weird that they're letting AD play with flu-like symptoms right now? Have we learned nothing?
Yeah, it's like, it's
understand.
Not COVID, so it's fine. It's like, well, he's still ill, right?
Right.
But like, I guess you can't tell any illness, any player with any illness not to play?
Well, should we? Yeah. I guess is the question then.
Yeah, should there be a protocol for literally anything?
Be allowed?
Yeah, and like that used to be considered like one of the players tough. He's like, you know, like he's battling a cold or a really bad sinus infection or a flu, and he's still playing.
Yeah, we have to challenge all sorts of things that deal with masculinity. Because it's
well, you know what?
People sick.
You can play with a broken nose, and you just have to wear a mask. What if you do? If you got a flu or a cold or a temperature,
mm-hmm.
you got to wear a mask.
Yeah,
like a surgical mask,
or like a full hockey mask, like a Jason mask,
but it's covering your mouth too.
Basketball.
Honestly, since the Lakers were down 10-0, we've played this team evenly.
Mm-hmm.
21-11.
Still down 10.
Still down 10, but 11-11 run.
So is the 11 points concerning? That's all you've scored in the first half of the quarter, or is there anything really concerning?
It's all concerning until Melo checks in, and then hopefully he starts making 7 threes, you know, ceremoniously. Right now, we have our quote-unquote defensive lineup in. So these are not scorers.
Melo and Dwight coming in next, folks, for those who care.
For those of you watching / listening 4 hours after the game ended, let us know who won.
I guess the hope when doing one of these live watches is that something crazy happens. Like, if we were watching this during the Isaiah Stewart thing, then we'd have gold on our hands.
That's cool. And you couldn't watch the Isaiah Stewart thing live, right?
I couldn't. I can't watch any Lakers games because Spectrum is a communist network and they don't share.
Actually, this is TNT and they're letting us watch it. So thank you, Spectrum. And thank you, TNT, for working that out ahead of time.
Thank you, Spectrum. Thank you, TNT.
So you have League Pass, but no cable. So you can watch any game except for LA games in LA.
That's right. It's a cheap way of watching the Knicks.
Yes. For $200 a year, you can watch the New
every
York
single Knicks game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you watch other games?
Yes, because of gambling and FanDuel, et cetera. And the over-under. I've been watching a lot of Cleveland Cavaliers, and it's a real shame about Sexton and Mobley, because they were really fun.
They're 9-9, and it feels like they're 18-2.
Right.
Yeah.
They were 9-4, I think, at one point.
Oh, really? They lost 5 in a row?
Yeah, they were big. Oh, and here is the Melo standing O.
That's nice.
Spike Lee is psyched.
That's really nice.
Really nice.
It's just nice to see.
Any context on the braids? Motif that's happening right
it
now.
It seems like everybody already had braids, but THT just joined the party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So far, I've seen no new braids.
Mm-hmm.
No new braids.
I was about to say the same thing.
All right, let's see how Melo does. He's doing that thing where he sort of hugs the ball a lot. He's trying to get a good read on the ball.
He really likes to touch the ball before tip. He would give it a deep rub.
Yes, a bear hug almost of sorts.
Malik Monk,
oh,
the jewel of the Lakers.
He's good.
He's good.
I didn't know how good he would be.
I'm
glad he's actually good.
He's good.
Because a lot of times players come to the Lakers and then stop making threes.
Right.
Malik Monk seems to have continued to make threes.
Juju. He's a good basketball player. You know, he's averaging 24 and 10.
No. Is he better than he is last year?
Tough to say, because his expectations were so much lower that he felt like this, amazing player, and now his expectations are so high that we almost are overly critical of him.
Maybe that's the entire Knicks.
Right.
If the Knicks last year were 9-9, holy shit, we're 9-9.
That's it.
Now this year, their over under is 500.
Everything so against expectations. Here he is again for three.
Nailed it.
Cash money.
So would you say you're disappointed in the Knicks 9-9, or you're happy with it, or it's adequate, it's inadequate?
You know, coming off the first five games of the season, it was holy shit, we're going to be a juggernaut.
Yeah.
But reality also has to set in. You look at the roster and you're we still don't have a super duper duper star.
Yeah.
You know, the Durant. So I'm fine with it. I took the under to literally hedge my emotional bet on this. I was I've seen this story before.
And I did the opposite. I'm rooting against the Knicks, and I took the over to hedge my emotions.
That was one of the more surprising picks of the entire draft. Well, it was a great pick. You took him in the second round, the Knicks over.
Yes. Well, yeah, I took him as soon as I could, I think, because, you know, Tom Thibodeau loves winning regular season.
Did you take him in the first round?
It might have been my first pick.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think it would get to me.
No.
I was at the end of the first
You were round. Behind three Knicks fans.
That's right.
And we all took randos.
Cleveland over, Memphis under,
sure.
Washington.
Great.
Yeah. No one wanted to touch the Knicks. I thought you guys would be all in.
Mm-hmm.
Bing Bong style.
Mm.
Should we trade?
That was pre-Bing Bong.
Should we trade over and under? They're right about their over under.
That's an interesting...
I mean, then we could sort of go all in.
That's interesting. That would shatter my emotional hedge. Mm-hmm. I would be the exact opposite, where now I would care doubly, and yes. I didn't want that to begin with. So that's
doubly care.
Yeah, I think that's keeping me away right now.
What's turned out to be your best and worst? Yeah, I guess the best is the Cavs over.
Pelicans under.
Oh my God.
Pelicans under.
That's just a cash cow you're milking.
They could win 14 games this year.
They're 3-16.
3-16. Their line was 39.5.
Oh my God.
39. They were supposed to be a 500 team.
Yeah.
They're as good as the Knicks.
They're not anywhere near that.
They look bad. Zion is.
Zion's just not playing. He has not played yet.
The only time you're going to see him on your TV is in a Mountain Dew commercial.
And then Ingram is sort of playing, sort of not.
Mm-hmm.
What's his deal?
Sort of playing. He just came back for like 5 games. He's fine, but yeah, he's not enough.
It seems like they were expecting Ingram for most of the year and mm-hmm. Zion for part.
Mm-hmm.
And instead they've gotten neither for most of it.
And they just gave up on Lonzo. What's going on?
You know who started off hot and is still really hot is the Bulls.
Yeah.
The Bulls are great.
You had a great time watching them play against the Lakers.
I couldn't believe it.
Like, they wrecked the Lakers, and yet you were still like, this is great.
It's insane. Like, DeRozan was unstoppable. Then LaVine was also unstoppable.
DeRozan is their starting center with Vucevic. That's true.
They play six-foot-six-inch players.
Mediums.
It's like Caruso, mediums. Lonzo,
yep.
LaVine,
yep.
DeRozan. These are all the same-sized humans.
Same skin. Like, yeah. It's all wild. Like, they all look very similar.
And they were like, when AD got the ball in the post, they would just whoosh, converge, and yeah, then he would pass out, and they would whoosh, reconverge
like,
out.
There are, like, those birds that fly and can, like, make shapes in the sky together, and you're like, you're different. Like, you guys are orchestrated different. That's the Bulls. Like, they run in this, like, harmony, and they just play fast.
And they're so good. DeRozan is, like, so fucking good this year. I couldn't believe it.
Is that sustainable in the playoffs?
I have no idea. It seems like that's kind of
what it feels like. Watching them really has an I have no idea.
Energy. I guess I would put them as the best of the rest. Like, they're not quite Milwaukee, and they're probably not Brooklyn, but maybe they're
better
like
than Boston.
Better than Boston.
As good as Philly.
I don't know what's going to happen with Simmons. Like, Embiid can't be guarded by Lonzo Ball, right?
Simmons can't play for the 76ers anymore.
But they can trade him for someone who can.
He comes back to the Sixers, he gets booed, correct? Like, on his return? Like, do you think Philly's going to give him a standing ovation?
No.
Yay for mental health?
No.
No chance.
No.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Without audio, every drive to the basket either looks like a foul or a very oddly contested no call.
Mm-hmm.
Melo wanted the shot, though.
One giant complaint from the Knicks fans has been not enough Obi.
Oh, really?
Have you gotten to watch any Knicks games this season?
Bits and pieces.
He's getting like 15 minutes a game, and he plays hard for 15 minutes. He sprints down the court trying to get alley-oops.
Who are they playing instead of Obi?
Randall. Forever.
So it's like they're like, we don't need to play Randall 42 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play Obi for 20.
But they're not even playing Obi for 20. They're playing him for like 15, and we want him to get more minutes. But he clearly has like holes in his half court game and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's fun to see him play in the first quarter now because his minutes are all over the place.
Yeah, he's checked in right away.
That's right.
First guy off the bench, it seems.
We're also up 14 points at that point. So yeah. I guess Tibbs was like, if we could breathe, maybe it's now.
You know who'd be a great Nick is Carmelo Anthony.
We should trade for him. We should trade 5 players for him like we did 10 years ago.
That'd be funny to do the exact opposite of how you got rid of him.
Like, New Yorkers knew when we made that trade. We knew.
That wasn't a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, we were winning heavy. Fournier proving me wrong, by the way.
Oh, my God. He can't be stopped.
31-15.
But you know what they say. Players make threes against the Lakers.
Mm, they say that?
Yeah, yeah.
When you say they, you mean you.
I mean, Anthony Davis says that.
He said that
once.
Yeah.
Melo for 3. Oh, I missed it.
That's what the crowd wants.
Yeah, our team is still up 16, so that's good. They got to see Melo shoot, but not necessarily score.
Mm. Okay. The score is 33-15, New York Knicks.
This is a common problem, which is when a player drives,
yep,
the Laker guy is behind him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
And dude, I don't know if it's part of the design of the defense. Where
it
it's
is
like,
not
to hurt him to the big guy, but they're constantly hurting him the big guy. Yeah.
Your coach is never saying, let him get past you, and then the next guy will get him.
Right, exactly. But the guy's never not gotten past him.
Can I hypothesize why players are getting past your players?
I'd love to hear.
Age.
Really?
Yeah.
So like younger players are faster.
I mean, that's been the one kind of kiss of death that I've seen in the Lakers games that I've been allowed to watch, that Spectrum lets me watch, is small and fast.
Yes.
Kiss of death.
Old and tall. Because DeRozan looked unstoppable.
Melo's hurt.
Is he? How hurt are we talking?
He didn't run up the court and he put his hands on his knees. He's still not, he didn't make it to half court throughout that whole possession.
He's okay, folks. he's all right. And he's sort of laboring towards the corner.
A little late on the defensive possession.
Yeah, slow on the rotation. So it was DeRozan first that was just unstoppable. Like, we couldn't put anyone on him that could guard him. Then Tatum did the same thing. Like, any one-on-one defender could not stop him.
And Tatum had two early fouls in that game. And it was like, oh, you guys might get like a soft Tatum game. And then he went off on you.
Yes, just like...
He was the best player on the basketball court.
Yes, and the other team usually has the quote-unquote best player on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
And then... The Pistons, we couldn't even like stop like Cade Cunningham. Like, okay, come on, guys. Like, at this point, like, who can we guard then?
That's literally what I'm saying. And I think that was like playing into LeBron's psyche. Like, I was watching LeBron get beat off the dribble in ways that I never have. He's the king of chase down blocks. Like, he'll let you get past him, but he's still going for the steal and going to get it.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Yeah.
He's coming off an injury. I get it, but...
Yeah, but usually like AD or someone can stay in front of people. Russ is fast, but I guess not good defensively. Taylor Horton Tucker is young. He should be able to. Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
And then you think about all the teams that are going to make the Western Conference playoffs, and a lot of them are fast.
Well, that's what I tweeted. I said, the Lakers struggle against younger teams, which is all of them.
Everyone.
They're all younger teams.
You have 10 players. You have 10 players older than Kemba Walker.
Yes, and Kemba Walker looks old already.
Yes, he's like our old player, and you have 10 players older than him.
That's right, and they're all playing... A lot of... Oh, that was easy. They're all playing a lot of minutes because five people are injured.
Right.
So we're not only old, and but we're also playing 38 minutes a game.
Way too many minutes.
Yeah. And then also, AD is puking at half, which is not helping the situation.
Often, it seems. Often. He was sick today.
Yeah, sick to his stomach, and I'm sick watching it.
The Sacramento Kings fan.
That puked?
Puke Walton.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I did not.
I was listening.
That was his last game, wasn't it?
People said that in that break... was when Luke Walton was spiritually fired.
Because of the puke Walton?
Yeah. They were like three games going into that. Like there was just, it was so clear that he had to do something right now or it was over. And then the owner was in the front row with his like wife or something like that. And they're losing bad. Luke is making no changes. And then a guy just starts puking everywhere. And for 20 minutes, everything stopped. And you just had to sit in the stadium and look at the scoreboard and watch these people clean puke. And they said, that's it.
Wow.
Wrap it up. You were like given that 20-minute chunk to think about how have we come this far down.
So he was given like 3 to 4 years of leeway.
Yeah.
Losing records every year.
Yeah.
On the hot seat for multiple years in a row.
Ultimately fine.
But the puke.
But a guy pukes in his lap.
It was the fridge too far.
Get coach out of here. No. Coach, you got to go.
They replace him with a player, Alvin Gentry.
Yes, like, you know, which feels like Alvin Gentry just shows up, right? Yeah. Like when I heard that, I was like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's like the Laker fans who are like, fire Frank Vogel. It's like, okay, replace him with who?
With who?
What coach is going to say be younger, run faster?
I was talking to a neighbor of mine who's a big Lakers fan, and he was asking me, do you think if Popovich was the coach of the Lakers, would they have a better record, and what would he do differently? I posed that same question to you.
No, I mean, maybe they would win the Oklahoma City games,
right.
But I would say that could happen with any coach. Uh-huh. I thought that wouldn't happen with Vogel. Yeah, 2 to 4 games better, but...
They look up to Vogel, right? Like, Popovich, they don't talk back to Vogel. Like, is there that thing where it's like, Popovich comes in and it's my way or the highway, Russ, you're all coming off the bench type
thing? Yeah, I don't
know. Would they fight back against that?
Like if it was going to happen, it would have happened in the year they won the championship, and then they win a title with Vogel. So it's like, what are you going to? He's already proven himself. He knows what he's doing to the point where he can win a title with LeBron and AD.
How long is your leash post championship? You got a 9 seed 1 year. Right now, you're flailing around the 500 mark.
To me, or in the actual NBA? Because like in the actual NBA, he can be fired. It wouldn't surprise me. But like, I don't think
he can or he can't.
He can.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
LeBron like got David Blatt fired and they were like 50-12 or
that
something.
That sucked.
And you know what? It worked. Ty Lue actually won a championship.
But it did suck.
Yeah, it seemed unnecessary.
Like, did he just move here from Israel or something like that? Like, he like made like life-altering moves for this guy.
Yes.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what's happening behind the scenes. Like at a certain point, if the players don't like the coach, it's an untenable situation.
Right.
But Frank Vogel, he's not ruffling any feathers.
No, he doesn't seem to be doing anything wrong. Seems like a decent guy.
And he seems to like his, maybe you could argue that his strength is defense and the Lakers don't have like the personnel.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, I guess you can't get rid of Russell Westbrook, so you have to get rid of the coach.
The personnel's a tough thing because he is just given those players. We've talked about it before, but it's like.
And he said so. He's like, we're having a hard time with this year's personnel
we
staying in front of the defenders.
Yeah.
So it's basically like. Sorry, guys, you traded five awesome defenders for Russell Westbrook.
Fast guys.
So what the fuck did you expect would happen?
We're having a hard time right now.
Do you want me to scheme something that would make Avery Bradley fast? Like, that's not going to happen.
Does Pelinka get the same leash?
GMs, you know, are in charge, so they don't get fired unless, like, there's some precedential fuck-up year after year after year. It seems like coaches are the more disposable one. Mm-hmm. And if Pelinka is the one who is like has the owner's ear, then he's the one who blames the coach. Like he's the one who's making the decision. Like I think we, you know what, we gave him Russ and his team's not looking too good. We got to fire him. It's like clearly
so
it's not my fault.
Bullshit. Yes, it is.
But like GMs never blame themselves. You never see a GM resign instead of fire a coach.
Of course. But the real question is, did LeBron bring in Russell Westbrook?
Yes, no. I would think slash hope that the only reason the Lakers were like, we need to trade all these role players for Russell Westbrook is because LeBron's like, trade these guys for Russell Westbrook or I'm
It could be
mad.
A tipping scale right now, like where he shouldn't be.
But I can't say like, then don't get LeBron because he decides who's on his team. It's like, you take the good.
Yes. And all that comes with it.
And then also the bad, which is he gets to make decisions and sometimes they're not good.
Someone's costing $90 million over 2 years.
Exactly.
And that's fine.
Oh, who just made a three?
Carmelo Anthony.
Wow. That's
New York
fun.
Legend.
Holy shit. We're only down 13?
Yes.
Dude, if we can get this down to like, I don't know, 19 at half, I feel like we got a real run in us. Where's Derrick Rose?
Boom. Not in, apparently. I don't know. You asked for him not to play because LeBron wasn't playing and maybe you got your wish.
It seems like he's not. He would have checked in by now, right?
He usually comes in around the 8 minute mark.
And who's that?
Grimes.
Grimes,
I believe so.
Is that okay?
We will see. This is one of his first runs. I think it's just because we're up so big early.
So they're not. Like, let's not even waste Derrick Rose. Style offense.
I don't know what's up with Derrick Rose now. Let's play. Where will they go? Who? What team will they go into the Hall of Fame on?
Okay,
Carmelo Anthony.
Lakers, right?
Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, God. Obi Toppin.
Yeah.
The Knicks has to be.
Yeah.
That was his peak. That was his apex.
Not
that was
Denver.
I think Denver was a little too early. It's not like he won a championship with Denver.
Went to the playoffs with them. Was the rookie of the year with them or no? Was that LeBron?
LeBron.
Probably LeBron.
Yeah.
Where does Carmelo Anthony and where does LeBron James?
I would think
Cleveland.
LeBron. You can only choose one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, probably Cleveland.
I mean, does that bum you out?
No, makes sense.
He's not a Laker.
He's a Laker for now. No, not for the Hall of Fame.
Right.
No. People will think of Cleveland and then Miami. And then the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next player. Dwight Howard.
Will he go to the Hall of Fame?
It seems like yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He was like just
Orlando.
Outside that 75.
It's got to be Orlando, right?
Yeah. Orlando, although he did spend half a season with Charlotte.
Okay, and I think I saw him on a Sports Illustrated for Kids cover with Houston.
Sports Illustrated for Kids.
In my dentist's
And
office.
He was on Atlanta.
And the Knicks.
Where I want to say.
Was he a Knick?
Dwight Howard? No. It was Orlando, the Lakers, the Rockets. Then he went to Charlotte. Then he was on Atlanta. Then I think the Lakers again, and then he was
he
on
has
Philly.
Knicks energy. Was he never a Knick?
I don't think he was on the Knicks.
That's good.
I think that's his next move.
Yes, definitely. It's every player's next move. Let's go to the Knicks.
That was the old Knicks. These guys are new, young, fresh, and exciting. They're up 40-24.
You got a culture. Okay, bad pass. But will we stick it? Ooh, a bad air ball.
A rare ball.
Rare ball.
Out of bounds. Randall just still in the game. Has he not rested?
No.
He's still...
This is your first Knicks game, right?
So Randall plays through the first.
Yes. He plays.
Into the second.
He plays.
What is it? 42, 43 minutes a game?
Whatever it takes.
They're up 16.
Exactly. Keep him in. Literally.
Yeah, I guess without D. Rose, you got to have someone to just sort of initiate the Oh, stop and pop. Randall is literally feeling himself.
Yes.
Banked, not quite in. But that was a heat check without the original three. Oh, God, Russell Westbrook fell.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is he hurt? Is that...
Is this the moment?
I'm not...
He's fine.
No, he's fine. He was just sort of smacked in the face.
Soccer.
Oh, wait. If he was smacked in the face, he should probably... He gets to...
Fight Grimes, who was in college last year.
I think he gets to bum rush Grimes a few times.
After a wild spin move. Oh, please. That wasn't even the face.
It wasn't... I see no face yet. I see no face.
That would be the NBA's nightmare.
He came down with a face.
If a fist fight broke out in a game tonight.
Oh, it was...
Like if it was becoming a trend... That was David Stern's biggest nightmare.
Which is the fighting.
Which is just that, like, all these guys are just going to turn into just, like, street fights and yada yada.
Right. And it's, so far it hasn't. It seems like Jokic should have gotten more than a single game for tackling Markieff Morris blindsided, seemingly on purpose, because, you know, he sort of ran after him and shoved him from behind.
Do you know what Morris has been labeled out with? Whiplash.
No. Oh, really? Still?
Whiplash.
Still got whiplash.
Just, you got your ass kicked, dog.
It was one hard shove, yeah, right?
But he was like, they brought out the stretcher.
Yeah, I guess he's 270 pounds.
It's awesome.
It's kind of like getting hit by a car a little bit.
Yeah, the NBA, I mean, has been relatively lenient. I remember when they used to throw out like 15 game, like 6 game suspensions.
I think it's like the fouls thing. The refs are letting them play and the league is letting them play.
Okay.
Like, yeah, feel free to fuck it. Oh, God.
Oh, he's really bleeding.
Yeah, he's saying it's not fair. It's not fair. He's imploring. He's telling the refs that it's not
his
fair.
Mouth is full of blood.
And he's just checking right back into the game.
I'm sorry. Russell Westbrook's mouth is full of blood. Can he really be playing with a mouth?
Did they not call a foul? Did he call a timeout? Is that why he's saying it's not fair? Because there's still 19 seconds left. So, yeah, they must have called a timeout. Instead of
love that.
He's not happy. Russell Westbrook plays like he was always punched in the mouth. So what happens when he's actually punched in the mouth?
He had a mouth full of blood. I'm still not quite over that. I mean, like, he's still lower in the game. Lip full, like it was tobacco, yes. Full of blood.
Still.
Yeah, talking still in the to game. The ref, just splashing all over the place.
Imploring him that it's not fair.
And are you going to use this same excuse right now where you're going to say, this is the motivation that we needed?
Yes, this was the, we had
so
to
it
get
seems
it
like
mouth.
The Lakers always need a punch in the face.
Exactly.
One way or the other.
And it's not coming from Vogel. We need a coach who will make them younger, make them faster, yes. And occasionally punch someone in the face.
And ideally, just make someone bleed.
Yeah.
Either us or them, but then we'll get our wake-up call.
Is Fizdale the guy? Can he make someone punch someone in the face if necessary?
Ooh, I love our bigs. I love our bigs. Yeah, Fizdale could throw a punch.
Take that for data style. Oh, wow. Drayon Ellington is in the game.
Okay.
Another old guy who can shoot.
Drayon Ellington, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh.
Meet Obi Toppin.
That went in.
Yes. That was
That was Nerlens Noel from Obi Toppin.
He has a real interesting, like, he still plays like he's at Dayton, Obi Toppin, which is just like, he's always dunking. Like, he's constantly dunking. He doesn't really do much more than dunk, and it's great.
It's kind of like the Amari Stoudemire of his generation.
We would love that.
His post game?
Not there yet.
Yeah. So he can literally throw the ball down into the basket.
Just throw it at him and he'll out jump anyone who jumps up with him.
But if you give him the ball and his back to the basket.
Pass. I'd pass.
But he can also shoot threes.
Yeah, he can shoot them.
You're selling me very slowly and tentatively on Obi Toppin.
I'm giving you an honest sell.
He can
sell.
Definitely shoot threes.
I'm a used car salesman who can't lie. And so I'm like right teetering on the truth and the problems.
He can shoot threes,
He can shoot them. Yeah. I can shoot threes.
Just hope that there's no follow-up question to that.
Can he shoot threes?
Yes, he can shoot. Who's number 10? DeAndre Jordan is back in the game. What was I going to ask? I totally forgot. Obi Toppin shooting threes.
Are you familiar with Jericho Sims? Do you know who Jericho Sims is?
Isn't he another high flyer on the Knicks? He
jumps higher than Obi Toppin.
Really?
He has way less game than Obi Toppin.
Way less?
He's humongous.
Oh, did Russell fall again? This is bad.
Big jam by the Knicks.
Like, oh, no. Oh, that's no. Tucker. Oh, he's okay, folks. Frank Vogel's not happy about it, though.
No, Lakers are. They keep falling all over the place. They're tripping over their feet.
It's the Anthony Davis thing. They fall a lot, and the refs are swallowing their whistle this
year. Speaking of which, is Anthony Davis coming in under 8? Don't you think you could bring him in a little early? You're down 19. Folks, for those listening at home, the score is 46-27 with 8 to go in the second.
Yeah, I think... Oh, God. I think Anthony Davis is in the back, hooked up to an IV with Pedialyte.
I guess that's a good question. You're down 20 right now. Is there a score in the first half where you're like, AD's not coming back and he doesn't feel well?
Yeah, I think 57-27.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think the Lakers play again tomorrow.
You're getting killed, dog. Do you play the Celtics tomorrow?
No. Oh, Trevor Noah, polite golf club. We play at Indy.
Indy. Okay. That should be a better game.
Indy is somewhat doable.
You're down 49-27.
Which was in play.
What?
Because the Lakers, I think, I want to posit this to you.
Posit.
Be worse without LeBron.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
You may.
We need to see
you
more
may
data.
Be down 35 if LeBron was in this game.
Oh, I see. We don't know. We'll never know.
This may actually still be an improvement.
We'll know only when the Knicks go to LA if LeBron plays.
I'd like to go to that game.
Although the Knicks went to LA at the end of last year and the Lakers beat them like without. It was like some weird THT game.
Yeah.
And that was at towards the end of the year.
Yeah. We were winning games then too. We were like good then. We were trending up again.
Yeah, I don't know what happened that game. I remember a THT, like overtime, something or other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 19-year-old THT.
Yeah, we should do that again.
Yes.
He's still 19, by the way.
No.
2 years later, yeah. He refuses. I need to see what this TikTok commercial is about. I think it's Tyronn Lue on a Stairmaster.
Everybody is doing the hands.
Oh, and then I think it's a reveal to Ty Lue. But the hands?
I believe that...
Is that a TikTok trend?
No, I think that... Didn't he do that over Tyronn Lue? Like he stepped over him and then threw his hands out?
No, he did not.
Okay.
And everyone was doing the hands.
It felt familiar.
Yeah, I think it's the Michael Jordan shrug.
Mm.
We'll get to the bottom of this for the next bucket. So
for anyone who's listening to the podcast at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd like some context if you've seen that TikTok commercial. Because we're watching it on mute.
Yes, exactly. And then I also want to understand why... Kobe Bryant's in a Sixers jersey dunking. Unless that was Jerry Stackhouse in this PlayStation commercial.
Tough to watch a basketball game with no sound. You really just got to guess.
Yeah. And a lot of people do that. They're like, you know what? I don't like the announcers. I prefer watching the games without sound.
I like the sound.
I need the sound. And you know what? Hot take for me. I don't think any announcer is so bad that I prefer the game silent.
Ooh, good question. People complain about like Chris Webber.
Yep, they complain about Reggie Miller.
Still better. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Just more.
It's never so bad that I'm like, you're actively ruining the
game.
And
if nothing else, they're reacting and making sounds like, oh,
yeah,
that helps.
And I'd like to hear like if there was a foul or not. Like sometimes it looks like a foul and there's a play on, mm-hmm. but sometimes the players play on even mm-hmm. though there was a whistle. Mm-hmm. I need the sights and sounds of the game.
What about closed captioning? Would that do it for you?
Don't need it. It covers the score. It covers the rims.
Yeah, that's true. Closed captioning does not work.
No.
We need our lower third on the screen.
And it's very delayed too. So true. It's like covering the score, telling me a play that happened two plays ago that I can already have seen.
Do you want to look up how much money you could stand to win if the Lakers come back and win this game right now?
Okay.
What $100 would get you?
Let's see.
Can you guess? The Lakers are down, what, 24, 27, something like that?
I think they're down 19.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe they just hit a three, so they're down 22.
Okay.
Down 20-ish.
20-ish. Midway through the second.
I would say it's plus 850 is my guess. Like 8.5 to 1.
Wow.
Let's see. Do you like that bet?
I don't hate it.
Are the Knicks a kind of team that puts their foot off the gas, as it were?
You do have two players that can really just go buck wild.
And it seems like the Derrick Rose is not playing.
No, I don't think so at this point.
Okay. It's even better than that. We're down 24.
Wow.
And it's 12 to 1.
12 to 1.
And if you like just us keeping it close, Vegas has given us 18.5.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, this game can go one of two ways right now. We can make a run at it, or the Lakers can be down 41 at half.
Precisely. But if they're down like 12 at half, yeah, now then it's just a basketball game.
Yeah. It's either going to go from 24 to 36 or 24 to 12.
I know which one I want.
I will say, since we started talking, Melo missed a three and then Knicks had an alley-oop.
Knicks plus two. And your AD, defense is poor, by the way.
Yes, poor.
Very poor this
game.
Very
poor. Yeah. Poorest and poor and slowest.
In
slower.
17 minutes, we have 51 points.
Yeah, with zero, like very little resistance.
Yeah, right. Our alley-oops. And our defense is collapsing, you guys, when you cut to the hole. We're blocking. We're stuck. Yeah, we're stopping.
It seems like the Knicks' strategy is let's collapse the paint, and if they need to make threes, they can make threes. And mm-hmm. so far, we're not making threes.
What can you get to fix this team before the trade deadline? A shooter?
What can we trade for?
Yeah, I don't even know. Like,
I think we just need to be healthy-isher. So like,
just find
this game plus LeBron, Kendrick Nunn, and Trevor Ariza might be closer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need some sort of reps/chemistry.
Yep.
Because those guys have never played together.
You do.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. And, you know, it's still November.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, by January,
Plenty of time to figure it out.
Yeah, February. Then that's All-Star break. Then there's a few more games after that.
Do you know if the silver Nike swoosh on their jerseys is an indicator that you made the playoffs last year or something like that?
Wow. I never thought that. I thought that was just all Nike logos on jerseys.
Okay.
Is it not the case on every jersey?
Well, I know that in the NFL, I learned that this year, there's certain like badges that you earn if you like made the playoffs, if you made it to the AFC Championship game, if you made it to the Super Bowl and represented the AFC, your jerseys next year have a couple of like cool patches.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool patches.
Yeah, they're like pretty cool looking, actually.
That's kind of cool.
And that's why I saw this like silvery kind of swoosh. I was like, ooh, maybe they have it too.
Maybe it means that you're Adam Silver's fave.
Oh, silver.
That's fun, right?
You got the silver swoosh.
You get the silver swoosh.
The silver approved swoosh.
Okay, well, this game is trending towards ending. Are there any other teams that we haven't discussed? Have you watched Phoenix since they won 13 in a row? Are they looking like world beaters?
Not really. I haven't, no.
Yeah.
They just win 13 games in a row.
It's the Hornets are playing well.
Yeah, they're the league pass team, right?
Yeah, 6 games or 7 games in a row at this point.
Are they your best? Are they your best pick right now?
Hornets over? Yes, because the Celtics started winning, and their under was my other best pick. Yeah, Hornets over is my best pick.
Yeah, I was scared. I have the Celtics under, and now they're 10-8 and just beating teams for no good reason.
They look great. And they lost a good player, and then they started playing better. Whoa, that was crazy.
We just saw an amazing slam dunk.
Wow,
that was DeAndre Jordan just did something really incredible.
That's cool. I would like, when you're a Knicks fan and you're watching the game and they're up 23, do you want it to be a 40-point game, or do you want it to be a little more competitive just to watch a more fun game?
40-point game.
Yeah, same. I'm same way with my, you want the team to be just up by a lot, and it's everyone's like having fun on the bench.
Yeah, we haven't been good in so long that like I haven't earned the right to be cocky and be like, oh, I'd love a tight one tonight. Yeah. It's like, fuck no, we usually win 19 games a year. We're up 40 on LeBron's Lakers. Yeah, I'll take that every day, thank you.
It doesn't matter that he's not playing. It's still LeBron's Lakers.
For sure.
Appreciate that.
You got it.
And so the King also appreciates it. That was such an odd alley-oop. It was like a throw through the rim situation.
Kind of had like a DeAndre Jordan's best guess.
Yeah. It's nice that he can still get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, remember him on the Clippers, and it was just like he used to put his head above the rim.
Yeah.
And then he also had a 4-foot arm.
Who did he kill? Who was the one player he killed?
Brandon Knight? Yeah. We both knew. We just didn't want to say it in case Brandon Knight is watching. Yeah.
He killed that man.
Yeah. That's when you see the Photoshop of like the little tombstone.
That was death. Like even Brandon Knight's brothers were probably like, ooh.
Well, that was the face that he made after he did it. Usually you don't react when you're in the game.
He was like sympathetic.
Yeah. That gave him an in-game reaction, which is very rare. Julius Randle's still in the game, unless he left and came back.
Bully. Good job.
That was an interesting play. Another Kentucky guy, Malik Monk.
Yeah.
You know, Kentucky is actually pretty good at
producing pros?
Recruiting, yeah.
Yeah, they've got it figured out, I guess.
Yeah. Rondo.
They must have the most NBA players in the league. Correct?
Oh my God. It's littered. And it's like I said before, like they all play for a year, so like I can't remember, like AD would have played with Monk and would have played with Booker.
If they
like,
stayed 4 years, those teams would be dream teams.
Randall, another guy. I didn't even talk about Randall.
Totally.
Yeah. Noel?
Noel?
Yeah.
100%.
It's just a breeding ground for NBA All-Stars.
Yeah, they were saying that the Knicks are like kind of like Kentucky is almost like the minors to like pump you into the Knicks. I was like, I would love that reputation. We have not been that like cool or relevant in so long.
And they're all really good. There's no like bad.
Yeah.
I guess Kevin Knox is like struggling.
That's true.
Yeah.
But like Duke has more kind of like half duds.
Yes. Kentucky doesn't seem to have any duds.
Can you speak on Marvin Bagley?
No.
Like what's going on there?
I think they were waiting for the coach to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And now maybe there's a new mojo in the
system. He like wasn't even standing with his team or sitting with his team. Like he was like standing in the tunnel for games.
I read some tweet that like Luke Walton asked him to come in and he said no.
Okay.
Yeah. It was one of those situations.
I'll tell you what, you have not earned the right to say no to anyone, Marvin Bagley.
Yeah, taking one spot ahead of Luka, Marvin Bagley.
Damn.
You were high on him.
Yeah. He looked really good.
Until
Marvin Bagley. Until Puke Walton.
He was sort of hurt.
Puke Walton is, can we just, I saw that on Twitter and I was like, there it is. Like the easiest synthesis of two great jokes.
Sometimes it just works out like that.
That's right.
Puke Walton. And the fact that he was fired literally the next game.
Like if he threw up as a little kid in elementary school, his classmates have to call him Puke Walton. You know, we all threw up in elementary school once.
We were all there. We experienced it.
Puke Walton. That is the worst.
Do you think Luke Walton ends up on specifically the Lakers
coaching staff? Do you think he coaches again?
I don't know. He
feels like he could do what he wants.
He was on the Warriors coaching staff.
Yeah.
And they
went undefeated as a head coach there.
It was like 42-2 or something insane. And they're like, maybe it is Walton. Maybe we got to give him some credit.
Right. It wasn't. Turns out it wasn't.
He went to the Lakers. Not a great coach. Then he went to the Kings.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Lakers.
Yeah,
Jesus.
The Lakers gave him his first opportunity. I think he was LeBron's first coach with the Lakers. And now it's like, do you get a third opportunity based on the success of being an assistant with the Warriors?
How are you going to give Luke Walton the keys to LeBron's car?
Yeah.
Like, well, those two, like.
I think he had the keys before LeBron.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's more
LeBron
comforting.
Walked into the keys.
Because I was going to say, like, you don't partner that.
No.
Like, LeBron is so much better at everything, coaching included.
Although you could have said that about Frank Vogel. Like, he came relatively without much.
I thought Vogel had some years. Didn't he do well in Indiana or something like that?
Yeah, well-ish, but not like championship. Right. It's not like they brought in Spoelstra for him or Fizdale for him.
We are trending on 60 points in the second quarter. I can't remember a game this season where we've had close to 60 points in the second quarter.
No, it's gotten to the point where both teams are missing, but when you're at the team up 22, that's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, as long as both teams are doing the same thing, you're good to go when you're up 22.
But this game could be 13 quick. I hate to say it. It's just like,
you're a real Knicks. It's in your DNA. You're up 20.
I've seen enough.
And you're ready to throw in the towel.
I've seen enough.
You're telling me to bet right now.
And I mean, another steal. And is this an N1? Not exactly.
Is that a travel?
It's a foul.
It's a foul.
I'm telling you, 23 is going to be 18 real quick, and 18 can be 13 even faster.
That'd be great. I'm rooting for it.
Put
I'm
the money down. You would be $1,200 richer.
What if LeBron checked into the game? Would they physically
Willis
have
Reed
to stop?
Style?
Willis Reed, but without the injury, just overcoming the suspension.
Security just tackles him.
This is his first suspension. Yeah. Isn't that pretty crazy?
Yeah, I mean, the league's going to protect the shit out of that guy.
Yeah.
But he also isn't that kind of guy.
No, he's not.
He's
like
composed.
Yeah, but still, like, he's never gotten a flagrant two by accident.
What gets you suspended? Fights?
Yeah, flagrant two, coming off the bench once, like, anything.
Mm. Yeah.
In 20 years of basketball.
Yeah. He has a pretty spotless track record.
Yeah.
Like, not just on the court, but like, for being as in demand and like the lens on him, he has really avoided scandal pretty damn well.
It's just the decision that like special that he did.
But that's even us reaching. That's like when people are like, I can't believe Obama wore a tan suit. It's like, yeah, when you have a flawless record, it's like you got to find something and make it up.
Yeah, well, Enes Kanter's digging.
What's that?
Enes Kanter's digging.
Yeah, he's trying. I mean, it seems like this past week, the NBA players have just been like, fuck LeBron James. It's like, whoa.
All right. Now we're talking about it.
Okay, Isaiah Stewart and Enes Kanter.
First, they came for LeBron and we said nothing. Enes Kanter, Isaiah Stewart, zero respect.
Right.
And you know what? Players are starting to attack him too.
Yeah.
They're not like looking at him like he's the defensive force of nature that.
And this is what J.J. Redick was saying to Stephen A. Smith today, too. He's like, yo, you just mentioned Kobe Bryant. He got a two-piece from Chris Childs.
I love that, a two-piece.
Yeah, it's the best. He's like, then you want to reference Michael Jordan as being one of the greats? He got his ass kicked by the Detroit Pistons bad boys for years.
I think Danny Ferry punched Jordan in the face.
And then I can't think of a time where someone like stepped to LeBron, tried to fight LeBron, pushed him, tackled him, tried to.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the early Pistons as well, like the Ben Wallace Pistons and all them.
I guess.
Deshaun Stevenson or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But
not in the last, not since Miami.
It's fun to see. It's fun to see the King get checked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did punch the guy in the face.
He punched him square in the face.
He punched him
broke
in the
his face.
Yeah.
Eight stitches.
It was the leaking.
I will say, I've got my eyebrow busted open and had to get 15 stitches in my eyebrow.
Wow.
It was
for
from
what?
Fainting.
Okay.
So way less. I was not hit in this instance.
No.
No. Got off a long day of work, didn't eat lunch, and fell and hit my head on the floor.
Where?
In New York City.
Did you want to fight the bodega owner that
I fought the floor and I lost.
Yeah.
So I had to walk to the hospital and it was a mess. And I had a wrap around my head and just blood pouring down.
Yeah.
And the doctor told me right around your eyebrow, the skin is so tight that if you break it, it's just going to keep spreading apart.
I see. It is very thin, like at your eyelid and then like
very
pressing
elastic
against your
right
bone.
There.
Too.
Yeah.
It's like bone and then a thin layer of skin and that's it.
Yep. And it's like above your heart. So I think that like blood pumps faster or something like that. But if you like rip that where he did, you just bleed a lot.
Bleed out. Yeah. Like you've seen it in boxing where they're like, it just explodes almost.
The grossest is when they say cut me because they just have like that big bulbous nasty.
A little volcano of blood waiting to erupt.
Nasty.
So that's what LeBron did. He cut him.
Mm-hmm. He punched him square, square, square in the face. I can't believe two games. Still feels light to me for Stewart.
Oh, you thought he'd get more?
I thought so.
For begging to be starting a fight? Like basically
he plays on Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know who they play on Sunday?
No. No way.
At LA.
No way.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Isaiah Stewart's coming to Crypto.com arena?
Usually these East-West matchups happen like twice a year. Like,
wow.
You never get like bad blood. But
is that a national is that a national game?
It should be flexed into one.
Wow.
It's just a random Sunday night game because it's the Pistons at LA.
Do the Lakers go after the Pistons more in that game?
Yeah, like who's mad?
Who's the oppressor? And who's oppressed?
Is there a world where Isaiah Stewart does not body foul LeBron in that game? Like, he's still mad at him, right?
Yes, I hope so. I mean, his, like, who is ever running his money is probably like, listen, you cannot afford to miss more games.
Yeah.
But
they compared, like, the two
suspensions.
Yeah, it was like LeBron's losing 491,000 and Stewart is missing like 91,000 over two games.
Yeah. But then you probably fold that into how much they make over the course of a season. And you're like,
yeah, I think Stewart's still feeling it more. Yeah.
Although, did Stewart star in Space Jam or was that LeBron? LeBron.
It is the first like exposure. Like, is this good for Stewart's brand?
I mean, he's been fighting a bunch of superstars this year. Like, you should see when him and Blake Griffin, they like, he wanted to kick Blake Griffin's ass.
That's like a, it's a cool thing because there's a lot of LeBron haters in the world.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of people that like those haters sort of gleam onto. Like,
I do think it's good for the brand actually, because a lot of people did not know who Isaiah Stewart was before he did that.
Yeah.
You know,
and now
simple and plain.
Yeah.
And his name.
It was like probably the most exciting thing the Pistons have done in a while too.
Which former NBA player? Definitely. Which former NBA player was it? Kwame Brown. A lot of people didn't know who Kwame Brown was. And then did you see all the videos he was making where he was just like threatening everybody?
Yeah, that was a little much.
It was scary.
Didn't need that.
Yeah.
He was also like very articulate about it. He wasn't like quite crazy.
Yeah, he was like
his
really...
His theories were insane, but he was speaking very like
right
eloquently
to the camera.
I'm like, I didn't know Kwame Brown had that in him.
More people learned about Kwame Brown after those videos than they did. So it's the brand.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's like it's shock jock value if you're willing to say crazy shit.
Like I was scared. I was actively scared with those Kwame Brown videos.
Like, is this guy okay?
It was just like, there's guns everywhere. It feels like there's rifles in the truck.
Is this Kemba's first time? Like, the Knicks don't bring their starters in sometimes at all at the end of the second. Usually a team is very eager to bring starters in.
As we've kind of discussed, the Knicks' second unit has been just more...
A little poo-poo. Oh, sorry, the first unit.
Yeah, the second unit has kind of just been more consistent. Amir...
That
12-1 bet.
Yeah. I mean, we're down 16 instead of 24. So that's eight of it right there.
That's right.
Two more eight chunks.
Easy.
Yeah.
Still the second quarter.
We need more of those Randall threes that are a little ill-advised. Mm-hmm.
So you love gambling and you love the Lakers. It would be better for your gambling if the Knicks won, but you'd prefer the Lakers to win this game.
Yeah, because I think my over-under team is not, my over-under squads are not performing very well. If I was like, if it was close and it was the end of the year, I'm like, I need this game.
Right.
But right now I'm still hyped on the Lakers winning as many games without LeBron specifically as possible.
Avery Bradley's a starter for you?
Starter.
Hmm.
I think that's a Kendrick Nunn situation.
He would be starting otherwise?
I think so. But Frank admires his defensive...
But his defense hasn't been that good.
No,
from what
none
I've
of them
seen.
Have been that good because they're all 30 fucking 8 years
right.
old. Yeah, they used to be pretty good.
He has a great PR where it's like he's had great defense in the past. So
yes,
now
exactly.
We're always like he's a great defender,
yes,
but that's
exactly.
Not exactly how it works every year.
Yeah, I think you coast on reputation in the NBA
Dwight
a lot
Howard.
More than you need. Yes, Dwight Howard is especially
right.
He like you were good 10 years ago. You get to play a little bit.
DeAndre Jordan goes to the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
No,
no,
not even close. Gets a couple votes?
I don't think so. There's a Hall of Fame, what's it called? On Basketball Reference, there's like a Hall of Fame index where they like break down the numbers that are usually used to get
metrics,
in and like how the players are fared versus other players in that range. So they can tell you exactly his percent chance. I don't think DeAndre has the cultural cachet.
Yeah.
He never like quite peaked. He was not like
a team
Sean Livingston or an Andre Iguodala where it's like, oh, I remember him in the finals year after year.
But like Sean Livingston, he's not good again.
Look at these two handsome silver foxes just taking in a game together. Robert Kraft and John McEnroe, everybody. Put your hands together.
Blake Griffin, Hall of Famer?
That's a little more close because he was like, you know, at one point the third or fourth best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
But don't think he never got to the finals.
J.J. Redick?
I don't think so.
Kyle Korver?
No.
Damn.
Of course, I could be wrong about all these people, but yeah, I think you have to be a multi-time All-Star and something a little more sexy.
Ooh, we wanted that to go in.
Was that a foul or 24 second? That'd be nice.
We're Tom ice Thibodeau cold, looks... folks. We need to survive these final 2 minutes. We're down six. We're up 16.
Thibodeau always looks like he bet his entire salary on Knicks minus 21 and a half.
Great
and
if it's, scowl.
If it's at all close, he looks sick to his stomach.
Despicable me. He has such a profile.
Julius, get in the game. I'm already in the game. Trouble. I've played every minute.
Get in the game.
Please,
oh, this is trouble
leave me alone.
Up here.
Radley hit a three.
This is trouble.
And look at this full court press from Avery.
This
one AD
vaguely near
to
the ball.
Another.
Vaguely.
Hey, 13-2 run for the Lakers. Signs of life.
Oh, man.
Was it the Rondo getting hit in the... Russ getting hit in the mouth?
It was the punch, like we said.
A punch around the world. And look at Melo.
And one.
Oh, it's calling the foul on the ground.
Yeah.
Melo is taking the Randall assignment personally.
Yes. Respect.
I think it's kind of good for Melo to be guarding Julius, because like Julius is not going to beat anyone super off the dribble. He does a lot of like bodying. And
yeah.
Melo likes to play that... body to the
I don't know if Melo could take Julius Randle's
no I don't
body.
Think so either but no. he's not going to be blowing by him. At least he's going to be able to take like a lot of chest bumps from mm-hmm. him.
There were years where Melo just played that way too, where he would just like bang 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 and then shoot.
Oh, that was a good hezzy. We're going the other way, folks. Was that a charge or just he threw it out of bounds?
No, that was a charge. This well part good. Of Russell Westbrook is bleeding now.
The Lakers usually do this frantic comeback when it's too little too late. So it's nice for them to do it in the second quarter of this game.
It was inevitable. From one Knicks fan to a Lakers fan, it was very inevitable.
It's good to see. Oh, look at this. Comebacks and blown leads. The Lakers and the Knicks are both up there.
When those graphics come up, you don't want to be winning in those games when those graphics go up. You're like, shit, I know how this goes.
Yeah. A nice comeback and a nice blown lead.
It's tough when your team's up 24 and you still can't act like it. You know what I mean? Like, I should be rewarded right now. I should feel good.
You're nervous. You're nervous at the lose.
Not even nervous. I'm already resigned. Yeah. Like, to watch a Knicks game is to be... like, you take out an insurance policy every single Knicks game.
On your emotions.
Oh, God. This is why I did the emotional hedge bet.
What happened there, I wonder?
I think they're calling a foul on Burks, and no one can believe it.
Another AB. Fouling another AB.
That's right.
I feel represented, finally.
Meanwhile, Russell Westbrook's mouth is just a kiddie pool full of blood. Still.
Looks like he has one of the... That was not a foul.
Oh, he has I don't know. That kind of look like a foul on Westbrook.
Yeah. Westbrook shoved... that was a great reaction.
Tibbs, that might be a meme, folks.
Let's get that memed. Westbrook seemingly pushed Burke, and yeah. Then Burke grabbed Westbrook's arm that was pushing him.
That's right.
So... it's one of those bang-bang calls. I feel like if I was
right,
a ref, I'd be like, I don't know. I blew my whistle. I got excited. I'm sorry. And now I have to fucking commit
Who's
to it.
Who's more famous? Number zero. You're more famous. Get on the line.
That never happens in the NBA where a ref like blows the whistle. It's like, whoa, traveling. Actually, maybe it wasn't a travel. I'm sorry. Where
you,
I'm like,
you can almost see him throw another yeah. ref the look like, come challenge me. Come challenge me. Like, did you?
Please let me know. All right. Lakers are down 11 with 55 seconds left.
Yeah,
what
it feels
a roller
like we're
coaster.
Losing. We haven't scored in a while.
Well, I told you it was the 24 will either be 12 or oh no, get there. Get there, Russ.
And it's gonna be single digits, folks.
That would be nice.
No.
Is
oh,
that Malik?
No, that's a big shot.
Oh no. Oh, AD. No call. Now we're fully just watching the game.
61-50. We got 30 seconds left. RJ Barrett pressing.
That is the first time I saw RJ Barrett this game.
Tough.
That is literally the first time I noticed he was in the game.
Tough.
Is that okay?
No.
What's wrong with RJ Barrett?
That's a fair question.
Lost.
What?
He's lost.
No, he's
I'm
not
saying
lost.
I lost him in this game.
Oh, yeah. He has just not been very good. He has not been very good this year. He's had some hot stretches, but he has not been very consistent, I should say.
I see. Which is tough because he's a third-year player. You want him to make the league.
Yeah. It felt like he was peaking right now. Like, it felt like this was going
like
to be the year.
John Morant season. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh, now he's averaging 27 a game.
I mean, he's had a bunch of, like, 20 and 8 games, and he was shooting 40% from three, but he's just not averaging enough a game. Simple as that.
I guess it's part of the whole starters are not playing well.
It is. It's exactly. Yeah. Between him and Fournier, it's just, we're just not getting enough.
Would you make a trade for any of these people, or... it's too early to say, and maybe change the starting lineup versus change
the feels like the first time personnel. As a Knicks fan that I want to say I want to see these guys succeed.
Right.
Like I have a sense of loyalty. Like these guys play joyfully, it
yes.
seems. But basketball's about winning. So yeah, trade who you gotta.
Like, are you optimistic that this is a team that can win a playoff series versus last year?
Maybe one.
Depending on the matchup.
Yeah. But like, would I trade RJ Barrett for CJ McCollum?
Oh, That's not a bad trade.
I would.
That's not a bad trade. That's But do the Blazers want to start rebuilding, or do they also want to win now?
I don't know. It depends who you can package him with.
Yeah, he's also better defensively than CJ.
He's 20. He's THT's age.
Wow, RJ is 20?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
10-point game. Knicks have final possession. 9 seconds to go. Would love to make this a 13-point game.
Fournier would love to as well.
He doesn't have a plan. And he throws it away.
But he was fouled.
Was he shooting?
I think they're calling a foul, but Melo doesn't like it.
We're in the bonus anyway. We're going to get 2 shots. Man, oh man.
So this is exactly what I said. 24 can either become 12 or 36, and it might be 12.
It might be 12. It currently is 10. We've been stuck on 61.
Yeah, it was 59 about 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, we've been stuck on 61.
Maybe they start to feel a little bit bad for the Lakers with the AD sickness and everything like that.
I think Tibbs is going to be yelling at them.
Punching them in the mouth?
Yeah. He's going to get their wake-up call. Knicks come out. Their mouths are full of blood.
There's only one way to beat blood with blood.
We got the last punch.
I like that Fournier decided to go the Caruso route, which is like, let's just shave it all.
But it's kind of like a fade up top, which is...
There's still a little hair cut. There's a little style to it. It's not just a full buzz.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
There's like...
Holding on to hope.
You get fades on the bottom, but he has like a fade around his bald spot too. Like, it is all soft and granular.
You know what it is? It's the Doc Rivers, where it's like both bald and a fade somehow.
No, yes.
You got the full
Nobody
Doc
wants
Rivers.
The Doc Rivers. Ooh, that's great for the Knicks.
That was... See, that's what you don't need to
no.
do.
No.
No, yeah.
2.5 seconds left. Turnover. Oh, let's make this 12-point game a 15-point game, ooh, y'all. Would love that.
That's a big turning point.
This has 3-point shot written all over it. You're not trying to get in the paint with 2.2 left.
Yeah, this is a launch, a heave. But if it goes in, you're going to the halftime.
Let's end on a high note, Knicks. Let's end on a high note. They're throwing it. And terrible play.
Yeah.
That was okay. That's a low note. Instantly. Okay. Folks, that's a low note.
So let's end it right there. 63 Knicks, 51 Lakers.
How long was that podcast? I have no idea.
1 hour and 20 minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was just, a peer into what it's like watching a Lakers and Knicks game with a Lakers and Knicks fan. The Knicks fan is despondent. The Laker fan even more sad. We're both sort of bummed about the situation. Nobody's happy that the Lakers
I'm up 12 and I'm bumming.
I'm down
you're
12,
down
it's even 12 worse.
And you're bumming.
Yeah.
Why do we do this?
We don't have to watch this sport.
That's so weird.
I could be a hockey fan.
Yeah.
She's a fucking great team. Who's the best team in the NHL right now?
I don't know, the Islanders?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be sick.
Let me be a fucking Islanders fan. All right, Billy, where can people hear more of you?
No Joke Podcast. Last week we had Jeff Boyardee on. and yeah, here on Buckets.
All right, sweet. And thanks to you guys for listening. If the Lakers come back to win, we gotta come back to the studio, record a bonus edition of like what went wrong in the first and second half.
Okay.
How did the Lakers come back?
And if the Knicks win?
We'll probably see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.